Good morning, Audio Boo. It has been quite a while. What, like a year since I recorded something? I think that's probably when I last recorded. All those new announcements from Apple, from the WWC last year about iOS 5 and the new operating system. Lion, right, macOS Lion. I was like, is it Snow Leopard? No, it wasn't Snow Leopard. It wasn't Cheetah. Lion, of course, what am I thinking? And of course, I have been running Lion. I don't have an iOS 5 device. I'm still recording this on my son's iPod when I can steal it. He left it lying around, so it was an opportunity for me to record an audio. I am headed over to the University of Massachusetts, Lowell, where I have been teaching as an adjunct instructor for 6 years, and I have some exciting new projects happening over there. That's why I'm headed over for a 10 o'clock meeting, and I should skedaddle with all due and necessary celerity, but complete safety. School is out. The semesters are over, both at the University of Massachusetts Lowell and Endicott College, where I have been teaching. Yesterday was a really wonderful community day. It did sprinkle and threaten in the morning. It was overcast, but it turned out to be an absolutely gorgeous day, as today promises to be. So there was a little bit of yoga overlooking the ocean with the surf pounding. First time I've taken a yoga class outdoors and near the ocean. Not the first time I've done yoga at the beach. I've messed around a little on my own as the spirit has moved me. Followed by luncheon, in which I got a chance to reconnect with colleagues, especially other adjunct professors, and full-time faculty, and tell them about my exciting projects for the fall. So that was a wonderful luncheon. And then as I was headed back to my car, crossing the pond on the beautiful campus of Endicott College, I did manage to see first a pair, and then about a half dozen purple martins, which are an interesting and extraordinary bird. My understanding is that they're rare. I'm going to have to pull out my Peterson's Guide to Birds of the East Coast here and check out how rare they are. My understanding is that they're semi-domesticated. I don't know what the word is for that, but they only live in, like, the houses that we provide for them, these little kind of, like, white condominiums. Although these seem like they're building a nest under the bridge. They certainly can really kind of scoot under the bridge and then take to the sky and then skim the water and play with each other. It was just really a wonder to behold their purple, brilliant purple, iridescent bodies in the sun. They have a beautiful purple, iridescent top body, dark wings, a forked tail like a swallow, and I think they are in the swallow family because they certainly fly like that, but very distinctive, gorgeous birds, just wonderful to finally see these and add them to the life list. Not that I am a very serious birder. This is something that I am just getting into. Bob Speer is the naturalist over at the Ipswich River Wildlife Sanctuary of the Massachusetts Audubon Society, which is actually in Topsfield. We've got like 23 acres of land along the Ipswich River there. He says that it is something that happens to one, you know, when you get older. You develop an interest in birding, and maybe keep a pair of binoculars in the car, your Peterson's Guide, for when you're sitting waiting around for family members or something. But my 5 minutes of fame is just about up, and so I will post this as soon as I get internet.